Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from Nashville, the Cattle Industry Convention for 2021, talking with NCBA's Danielle Beck about taxes in just a moment. Farm Data Services of Stillwater was founded in 1982 by Mike Bertram, joined later by his son Clay. Farm Data Services is an agricultural management, accounting, and consulting firm. Learn more about how they can help you in your journey to success at farmdataservices.com or call them 800-579-8164.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Our coverage from the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville being powered by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. The majority party in our nation's capital looking for cash right now. According to Danielle Beck with the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that could mean trouble for some in the cattle industry.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in Washington, D.C., Ron, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. And so we've been hurrying up and waiting for the last several months, really since the start of this administration. But it's go time right now. As the Senate just passed their infrastructure bill, they are now considering a budget resolution, which will really serve as the blueprint for them to move forward on a quote-unquote human infrastructure proposal. And in order to pay for that, there could be trillions of dollars in tax hikes coming. And so, in the world of tax policy, this is the go time.
And we are talking about spending on steroids.
Yeah, so it'll be $3.5 trillion in proposed spending, and then there'll need to be about $1.75 trillion in tax hikes in order to pay for that and move the process through a reconciliation. We know that there are certain provisions that are critical for our producers that could be on the chopping block, like stepped-up basis, restricting like-kind exchanges, or even potential changes to the estate tax exclusion limits or that top rate. But we are working really hard to educate, all members of Congress on the importance of these provisions, and we believe that there's some pretty significant support there, particularly among key Democrats. We just need to make sure that we're keeping the pressure up, because now is when it matters most.
Danielle Beck says that stepped up base is clearly in the crosshairs for the Biden administration.
Or it's likely they will propose to eliminate stepped up basis unless you keep the family business within the family. And they have been talking about some purported protections, particularly for agriculture. So, if you keep the farm in the family, you won't be hit with what is effectively a transfer tax. However, we believe that these purported protections for farms are really untenable. If you look at the tax code, the way that family is defined, it's pretty restrictive. It's sort of a linear direct decedent. It might not include your brother or your cousins or your nephews or nieces. And family structures are just as complex as family-owned business structures. That if you've got a really complex setup, but you are continuing to keep the land in agricultural production, I just don't believe that there is a way to practically do that through IRS regulations. So we are advocating hard to see stepped up basis preserved in its entirety in its current form. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to maintain that through, enough support on the Hill.
So beyond stepped up basis, what are some of the other things that really worry you on behalf of the cattle industry?
Well, if stepped up basis isn't included as a pay for, then it's likely they're going to have to look at other portions of the tax code in order to find that money somewhere. And so the estate tax could be back on the chopping block. We've seen the 99% Act, which Senator Bernie Sanders introduced, which would change those exclusion limits. Right now, it's a $10 million per individual, $20 million per couple. That will revert back to 5 and 10 starting in 2026, but there could be an effort to restrict that even further to $3.5 million per individual, and then the rate would go from 40% up to a bottom rate of 45% and a top rate that's higher than 60. And if you're a sizable agricultural operation, being hit with that type of tax would really prevent you from carrying on, or really prevent the next generation from carrying on your business. And so ensuring that we're continuing to preserve, protect, and defend on the estate tax is another priority for us. And then, you know, talking about cap gains, 199A, the small business deduction, and like-kind exchanges are all conversations we're having too.
NCBA's Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.